There's a word to describe the difference between a soul winner who keeps on going and the soul winner who quits. It is the word attitude. Right? The title of the short message this morning is It's All About the Attitude. You know, the Bible commands for us to do all things without murmuring and disputing, so we ought to always have a good attitude, including soul winning. Go to Numbers chapter number 11. This morning I want to speak on why and how to have a good attitude and things that you may want to consider or think about whenever you have a bad time and are on the verge of showing a bad attitude. So point number one, I have three reasons why to have a good attitude. Point number one, when you have a bad attitude, you irritate God. Numbers 11, look at verse 1. Bible reads, "And when the people complained, it displeased the Lord, and the Lord heard it, and his anger was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burnt among them and consumed them that were in the uttermost parts of the camp." You know, there's a lot of verses that shows in the Bible where, you know, people are murmuring and it angers God, right? I like this verse because it's easy to remember, you know, Numbers 11, 1. Maybe you can remember this verse as your, you know, rule for each of the Godhead, right? Numbers 1, 1, 1, right? There are three ones, right? The Bible calls the children of Israel the church in the wilderness, right? In Acts 7, 38. So we can learn a lot from them. And one thing that we can learn is that God is not pleased when you're complaining and murmuring. Jesus said, "He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattered abroad." So when you're not going on board with a plan, you become a burden to what we're trying to accomplish. The Bible says it actually angers God and has killed people because of it. So next time you ever want to complain, remember the Numbers 1:1:1 rule, Numbers 11:1 rule. And why, or point number one, why have a good attitude? Because when you have a bad attitude, it angers God. Point number two, when you have a bad attitude, you make it hard for everyone. Go to Galatians chapter number 6. When you have a bad attitude, you make it hard for everyone. Your attitude controls the vibe or the feel of the group. You know, those that have good attitudes are easy to be around and easy to work with. And those that don't make it hard for everyone else. And usually, it only takes one person to kill the mood, right? It only takes one person to kill the excitement of the group. You see out there, you know, as an example, it only takes one person to cause a massive traffic on the freeway, right? It only takes one person to ruin it for everyone else. So remember, the easiest people to work with are those who are flexible, those who don't complain. And most of the time, the people who are complainers, you know, they have pride issues. Why? Because they make it about themselves, right? And worse, they make it known that it's about themselves, right? But here, hey, we're here, number one, to serve God, right? And number two, to get people saved, right? So it's not really about you. I know you're tired. I know you've had a long, hard week. But guess what? So everyone else, right? When you're being a jerk, you're making it hard on others to work with you and be around you. You're in Galatians 6. Look at verse 1. The Bible says, "Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think of himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself." The Bible says, you know, for us to bear each other's burden, so we'll be gracious and good to you, and we'll be patient. But it's better if there wasn't any burden, right? To bear to begin with. So don't be the burden, especially when you know you're burdened because you're complaining and murmuring too much. So don't be this kind of burden. Point number two, why to have a good attitude? Because when you have a bad attitude, you make it hard for everyone. Point number three, when you have a bad attitude, it makes you look like a loser, right? Go to Proverbs 24:16. Proverbs 24:16. Here's the thing, it's okay to lose, and it's okay to fail, but don't be a loser, or don't be a failure too. What's the difference? It's your attitude, right? The person with a good attitude will look at a loss as a learning curve. A person with a bad attitude will look at a loss as a reason to quit, right? I read somewhere online, it says, a bad attitude is like a flat tire. If you don't change it, you won't go anywhere, right? Proverbs 24:6, the Bible says, "For a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. So what if you didn't do a good job at soul winning last week? Do better today. Learn something from last week and apply what you learned today, right? Don't quit. Why? Because quitting will make you a loser. So point number three, when you have a bad attitude, it makes you look like a loser. So we talked about three things that you may want to consider whenever you have a bad day and you want to show it that you're having a bad day. So let's talk about how to have a good attitude or how to avoid having a bad attitude. Go to Matthew chapter number 5. So to have to avoid having a bad day or bad attitude, I only have one point. Make room for disappointment. Make room for disappointment. Expect it. You're familiar with the verse, right? Romans 3:10. I'm pretty sure you're familiar with that, right? The Bible says, as it is written, there's none righteous, no, not one. We're human beings and we make mistakes. You know, we may accidentally partner you up with the same person 3 weeks in a row. Or someone at the door may be having a bad day and you knock at a bad time and they take it out on you. Or you may give someone the most solid gospel presentation and they still end up not getting saved. And that's the reality of things. You know, so you make room for disappointment. Expect the good, but realize that from time to time, disappointments happen. There will be days like fishermen, you know, they won't catch anything. But that's not a reason to quit, right? Because, why? Because they expect it. They understand that that's part of the job. Some of you will compete to play at the Red Hot Preaching Conference ping pong tournament, right? Later today. You know, try as hard as you can, play as hard as you can, give everything that you've got, but be ready to accept the fact that you may not make it to the top four, right? Work hard at it, but realize that you're not perfect, so make room for disappointments. You're there in Matthew 5:45. Bible says, that ye may be the children of your Father, which is in heaven. This is what I want to see this. The Bible says, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. The Bible says the rain falls on the just and the unjust. When you understand that concept, you can actually make your life a little bit better. Why? Because the Bible says the thing about life is rain is inevitable, right? People who keep on going and people who have good attitude understand this truth. You know, disappointments are inevitable and a loss is inevitable. So make room for disappointments. And make room for losses. Disappointments, like just like the rain, you know, it's not a respecter of persons, right? Just like a rain isn't working against you, we're not working against you, right? Just as the rain falls on everyone, disappointments happen to everybody. And that's reality. It doesn't matter what kind of person you are. It doesn't matter how good of a Christian you are. Rain will fall on you. So key to having a good attitude, accept reality. Be ready for the rain. Bring an umbrella, right? So even when your expectations aren't met or your goals aren't achieved, you'll be fine. When you understand this concept, you'll be more gracious to people, you'll be more patient to people, and you'll be more mature. What's the soul winning tip this morning? Soul winning tip this morning is always have a good attitude. Even if you have to act or even if you have to force yourself, always have a good attitude because it reflects on people and people can see that and it affects them. Right? So deciding to have a good attitude is one of the best ways to be a successful soul winner. It will help you be successful, not just in soul winning, but in life as well. Because why? Because people want to help others who display gratitude, positivity, and optimism. Having a consistently good attitude makes you much more likable and trustworthy. And it helps those people around you feel easy even when they make mistakes. So this morning, let's just enjoy our time out soul winning and have a good time. Amen. Let's close in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for the opportunity to preach this morning. Pray that you would help us, Lord, to have a great time today, Lord, and especially in everything that's going on, the soul winning and the ping pong tournament later today, Lord. Lord, we love you. Pray that you bless us and help us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.